the law.
Listen to that downpour.
Yeah, Kemp. Over 8 inches since the beginning of the storm.
Now look out!
Say, I didn't see that tree.
We're lying halfway across the road.
Well, the wind and the rain must have uprooted it.
My, oh, what's the matter here anyhow? Sounds as if we're stuck.
I'll say we're stuck.
How far am I in, Kemp?
Your left rear wheel's up to the hubcap in mud.
Saints preserve us.
Benton, wait. Maybe I can turn the trick.
How?
Some of those branches off that fallen tree.
Hey, Kemp! 3-5. He would call us at a time like this.
4-down. The powerhouse. And report to flood control engineer.
Hey, what was that?
Car 35.
The dam.
2-down. The powerhouse. And report to flood control engineer.
Alan, we've got to work fast. I'll shove some of these branches under the wheel. All right. I'll try it.
How's that?
Better, you almost made it. One more time. That's it. Now you're out.
Yeah, we've got our stuff on it now. That call sounded serious.
How about gas? Got enough to make the dam?
The tank's 3/4 full.
What?
Sure, Kemp.
Oh, with all the riding around we've been doing tonight?
But you forget. With this brand of gasoline, I've been getting record mileage.
Hello? Station 306. This is Lewis, flood control engineer speaking. I'm still at the dam. Yeah, calling from the powerhouse. What? You'll have to speak louder. No, I don't think the overflow will take care of it. The lake is so swollen from the rains that I'm afraid the pressure will break the dam. Yes. Yes, I notified police headquarters. I'm waiting for the patrol car now. Yes. Oh, here they are. The officers just arrived. All right. I'll use my own judgment. Yes, but be ready in case of an emergency.
Now, we're radio patrol officers.
You heard what I just said over the phone?
Most of it.
That was the sheriff, and he's given me authority to open the valley floodgate.
Will that lessen the pressure?
Temporarily. However, the opening the gates will release considerable water down the canyon toward West Park. The hillside residents and those directly in the path of the dam may become alarmed.
And you want us to play Paul Revere, huh?
Yes, I want you to warn those people.
Well, come on, Kemp. Back to the patrol car. We've a busy night ahead of us.
Is there any immediate danger?
The last brush fires burned off the natural watershed. If the rains let up a little, we'll be all right. But if they continue, and we've had over 3 inches in the last 24 hours, no telling what may happen.
Where are you going?
Back to the top of the dam. If worse comes to worse, if any section should give way, I'll sound the siren and play the searchlight down the canyon.
That's the warning. The searchlight and the siren.
Yes. The warning that the dam is about to go out. Good luck.
Good luck to you, sir.
Well, that's a plucky thing.
You mean what the engineer's doing?
Yeah, going back to the top of the dam. Suppose it really goes out. What chance has he got?
All we can do is to obey orders and pray the dam holds. Say, what's this place, Kemp?
Looks like a lodge or something. Clubhouse.
If it is, they're having a blowout. Some party, eh?
You'd better park here. They're dancing.
Kind of high spirits, if you ask me.
Well, our kind of news is liable to dampen them. Come on.
Officers?
Yes.
What's
the matter? Just for warning you folks. They're releasing the floodgates at the dam.
Yeah? Who gave them authority to do that?
Never mind the authority. They're doing it.
And if you don't want to get your feet wet, you'd better clear out.
Clear out? Why, my good man, do you know...
Larry Stevens.
Well. Bad news, Kemp, from 35.
I'll say it's bad news. You better collect your friends and get down out of this canyon.
Get out of the canyon?
Julie, what on earth are you doing here?
Three guesses.
Julie, you've got to get out of here. The water's rising every second.
Hey, wait a minute, my good friend. I'll take care of Julie.
I'll see that you do, or you'll answer to me.
Ah, big, stronger man, eh?
Here, Kem, cut it out. Come on now. We've got to do a lot here, and we can't do it with you fellas quarreling all the time here.
Julie, will you promise me not to stay here, to get out?
Hey, Kemp!
All right, Benton, in a second. Promise me, Julie, won't you?
Yes, Fred, I promise.
I'd be worried sick if I thought that
put
you
put your mind at ease, boy. This delectable young lady is perfectly safe with me. Have you forgotten the great power of the press?
No, and you'd better not either.
Kemp!
I'm coming. Goodbye, Julie.
Goodbye, Fred, and don't worry.
You finally decided to come.
Car 69 at Glenwood and Terrace Drive. Car marooned at intersection at Glenwood and Terrace Drive.
Listen to that rain.
A regular cloudburst.
Yeah, there's a light ahead.
Another house.
Thank goodness there are not many in the canyon.
Too many for us to take care of.
And what are you going to do now?
Notify the telephone operator from this house and tell her to get the phone numbers of everyone in this area. We'll park here.
Oh, so that she can ring them before communication goes out,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, and I only hope these people have a telephone. There goes the powerhouse siren.
Good Lord. The searchlight, too. You see it, Benton?
The dam. The dam's going out. Come on, open this door. Police officers.
Police?
You've got to evacuate this property, madam. The dam's going out.
You've got to get to higher ground.
Then we'll take care of you. Where's your coat?
Never mind, Benton. Here's some blankets. Wrap these around her.
I'll carry her to the patrol car, Kemp. The dam. Oh, the dam's gone out. Come on. We've got to race down this canyon for our lives.
Cars. Calling all cars. North section of Moore Dam, southeast of West Park, has been washed out. E.C. Lewis, flood control engineer, believed drowned. Immediate and complete evacuation of stricken territory demanded. Stand by for further orders. Wallace.
I didn't see how Lewis could get out alive.
Cars 4, 13, 16, and 22. Calling cars 4, 13, 16, and 22. Report to sheriff's office immediately. This is rescue duty.
You'd better turn here and take the back road up to the rim.
You're right. Better not risk it any farther down the canyon.
Car 35.
Again.
Car 35. Glenmore Bridge impassable. 150-foot span washed out. Look out, boys. Take upper rim.
That's what we're doing.
Cars 25, 23, and 27. Calling cars 25, 23, and 27. At Woodman and Orange Avenues, report to S.M. Caswell of the State Highway Department and assist in clearing debris from Highway 102.
What a night this is turning out to be. I mean, morning. It's getting light.
At least it's not raining as hard as it was.
Eight. Calling car 8. Report to depot 111 and rush emergency supplies in the stricken area. Calling car 35. Calling car 35. If you're in the vicinity of Little Rock Canyon 35, assist workers who are attempting to rescue a man and woman on top of cabin floating in backwash of canyon.
Thank goodness we're high enough to be out of danger. Little Rock Canyon? Why, that's where we are now.
Good Lord, that's where Larry Stevens has a summer cabin. Climb down on that gas, Benton.
I can't drive any faster. Liable to skid and turn the patrol car over.
Oh, there's something. See? That must be the cabin. up the car, Benton. And there's the rescue workers. Hey, there. Have you got a boat?
No, all up washed away. We've been whipping these logs together, though, trying to make a raft.
That's too slow. The roof on that cabin's liable to cave in any minute.
Kemp, what are you doing? Taking off your shoes and coat?
I'm swimming out to that cabin.
You're liable to get killed.
Don't you see that girl in the white dress?
All right, here goes. Quick, that rope. We got to finish this raft.
Oh, but do you think that boy will make it?
He'll make it if anybody can. Here, slip that rope under. There. There, now tie it.
I've got it. Hey, but that fella can swim.
Well, he's got cups to show for it. Now whip those ends under that other log.
Yes.
That ought to hold it. There, come on now. Let's get this raft down to the water.
That's got it. Now, here's a pair of oars, and I've got some for myself.
Now, pull on them, man. Pull on them.
All right. Together, Paul.
There goes part of that roof. All right. Pull on those oars.
Look, he's got the girl. Swimming with her toward our raft.
Kemp, we're coming. Toss him that rope. Kemp, tie it around the girl. Why, it's Julie. There, that's it. Now, one more heave.
All right.
Julie, are you all right?
Cold.
Well, we got another refugee in the patrol car, but I know she'll share a blanket with you. Here, put on me coat.
Don't bother about me. Get Larry. He can't swim a stroke.
Kemp's got him. Here they come. Come on, give him a hand.
All right. Now, together. All right, now I'm on the raft with him. One more heave.
Bad, man. That was a close call. Thanks, Kemp.
Why on earth did you take Julie to the cabin?
We didn't have time to make it down the canyon. I thought we'd be safer there.
Where's your great power of the press?
Oh, lay off. Benton, are you sore, too?
No, but I'm a-thinking the Lord certainly takes care of drunks, fools, and reporters.
Attention all cars. Calling all cars. Stand by for important announcement.